This is the Old Trailblazer Broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at Radio Missions, First Baptist Church of Algiers, formerly of New Orleans, Louisiana, but now we are located in Walker. And this is the Old Trailblazer. We've been here with you now for quite a long time, several years. And the Old Trailblazer is just happy to be with you folks at this time. And I appreciate you writing. I appreciate you supporting the ministry. I often am remiss in not telling you how much we appreciate it. And how that the money that you send here gets the gospel going out over these great radio stations and just makes it possible for us to bring God's message. And I praise the Lord for that. I do. My whole life is centered around getting out the gospel. First of all, the Old Trailblazer, many of you know it, coming down now to the end of time, to the end of my time. And I know that I'm living on what they call borrowed time, but I'm anxious to get out the gospel so that your folks and my folks might come to hear the truth and to turn to the Lord. You know, the greatest thing that ever happens to a poor soul is to come to know the Lord. Just come to know the Lord in the forgiveness of sin, trusting the Lord day by day. Some folks make a lot out of being saved, but no, it is a lot to it. It's a great thing, but it's not hard. Folks think Christ, the Lord made salvation so hard, like an obstacle course. No, not. No. The Bible says, trust the Lord. Believe the Lord. We're going to get into that a little more. We're looking at this study now in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. So would you just listen for a moment, and then we'll get back to our study. We have 9 of our CDs here that the late choir made before we disbanded our choir. Every one of them has included in there blood songs, what we call a blood song. Washed in the blood, cleansed by the blood. And we have 9 of them. We sell them for $5 a piece. If you write me, I'll send you the title list of every one of them. There's about 18 songs on each one of them. And we come down in our last study, looking there at the two brothers, Cain and Abel. We have the religious world divided in these two brothers, in these two classes. Cain representing the large majority group who honor and worship God only with their lips. You ask some of your loved ones who attend church on a regular basis, ask them what Christ means to them. Ask them if they're serving the Lord or serving the world. Ask them, is Christ real to their heart? Ask them what forgiveness of sin means to them individually. And then ask your pastor, Pastor, when did the Lord save you? How did the Lord save you? Would you just tell us how the Lord saved you? Abel represents a small remnant of the religious world, if you want to call it that. Those of us who were hated by Cain and that group who bow to the will of God, comply with the commandments of flee to Christ for refuge, and then accepted, we're accepted by God. We are. We have that song, Accepted in the Beloved. Oh, now let's notice that expression we find there in the fourth verse, by which he obtained a witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. It pleased the Lord to assure Abel that the sacrifice which he had brought had been accepted, and that he was accounted just before God. God never left Abel in doubt, but that his offering pleased the Lord, because he brought it by faith. You see, you can't separate the sinner and the offering that he bring. Now, how did he prove to Abel that he had accepted his offer? The fire came down and licked up that offer. And I mentioned to you in our last study or two how that Elijah was on Mount Carmel, and they put the 400 prophets of Baal to a test, and then Elijah brought his bullock up there and slew it and poured water all around the trench around it and stood back and called on the Lord, and the Lord accepted his offering and proved that he was the God of all the earth. And the fire licked up that bullock and all that was around that bullock. Now, it pleased the Lord to assure Abel that his sacrifice, which he had brought, had been accepted. The offering the sinner brings describes the sinner's heart, or the condition of the sinner's heart. Did you get that? The offering that you bring describes the condition of your heart. The offering that the sinner brings reveals his opinion of his own heart. How did God testify to his guilt? He did it by causing the fire to descend from heaven and to consume the sacrifice upon the altar, which ascended unto him as a sweet-smelling savour. Go there and read Leviticus 9:22. In God's acceptance of Abel's offering, he judged, he esteemed, he counted Abel righteous. Did you know you're not righteous? If the Lord doesn't count you righteous, you're just going out into eternity, lost. But listen, do you know that the sinner must be justified? It's a big word for me and you, justified. It means like this, just as if I had never sinned and accepted in the Lord. Did you know the sinner must be justified? Are you justified, my friend? Can you look back to the day and the time when you took your place as a sinner before God and come to God releasing his hands to save you and telling you you're to blame, you're to fault, it's your fault? Oh, my friend, listen. He must be justified and accepted in the Lord before his works of obedience can be accepted. Now, let me make that statement again. Did you know that the sinner must be justified, accepted in the Lord, before his works of obedience can be accepted with the Lord? No, God won't have a thing of your hands until you are saved, until you are justified, accepted by. And then he counts your works as good works. Not to save you, no, but the expression of an obedient heart. Now let's notice that last statement. And by it, he being dead, yet speaketh. Oh, my friend, though Cain hated his brother Abel and he murdered him, and we see here the first visible display of enmity between the seed of woman. When God accepted this offering, he judged, he esteemed, and counted Abel righteous. Therefore, he justified him freely. Freely accepted him. Do you know that the sinner must be justified and accepted in the Lord before his works of obedience can be accepted with God? Now, let me just mention that again. Did you know? I know I've gone back over it a couple of times, but that's all right. We're not in no hurry. Did you know that the sinner must be justified, counted righteous, and accepted in the Lord before his works of obedience can be accepted with God? God won't have a thing in your hands, my friend, until you become a child of God, accepted by, in the Lord. And then he counts your works as good works. Folks talk about good works this and good works that. He counts your works as good works. Not to save you, no. No, let's don't go there. But the expression of an obedient heart. Now, let's go back. Though Cain hated Abel and murdered him, and we see the first visible display of that enmity between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. Yet Abel's testimony speaks forth today and tells us by it that by faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice unto God than Cain did. We have here also a pledge and a representation of the death of Christ himself, murdered by a religious world. Do you know everyone whom God approves is disapproved of men? That's why they wouldn't have Christ to rule over. Did you know that? Let me state that again. Everyone, every individual whom God approves of is disapproved by men. Did you know that every one of God's servants, the man of God, the messenger of God, is truly, truly saved and bringing God's message? The world won't have him. That's the reason the world don't flock here to the old Trailblazer, because we are been accepted into the grace of God, and we preach God's word as it is to men as they are. Do you know that the religious world will not accept a single thing that one of our folks here this morning, whom the Lord has saved, the world won't accept you. But remember one thing, that scene will be changed, and the voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. It is a cry unto God for vengeance. Someday, one day, listen, one day now, sit up and listen. One day God will step forth from the heavens and wreak vengeance upon every individual out of Christ. And those who persecute God's children, oh, my friend, that's so. I feel sorry for anyone that persecutes a child of God. I don't know whether I've made that clear or not. I hope I have. The difference between us and why Abel's offering was more excellent than Cain's offering. He offered it as a heartbroken sinner, as a guilty sinner, and God accepted it on the basis of that offering. Now, if you're saved, God accepted you on the basis of that offering. And listen, and that's the only way that he accepted you. No other way. If you tell me you know the Lord, he accepted you. You didn't accept Jesus. Let me just mention something here. Take a moment out and tell you. The Lord Jesus Christ does not stand before you to be accepted or rejected. You can't do that. No, you stand there to be accepted or rejected. And if you're saved, it's because the Lord accepted you and brought you into his fold. My friend, that's the only way. God will not accept you in any way except on the basis of the blood offering, my friend. Listen, come bring that offering, will you? And come there by faith. Come there by faith, and he'll accept you. He'll give you grace to look to the Lord and give you assurance that he's accepted you. Now, let's start there and read the 5th and 6th verses. We have time for that right now, quickly, before we run out of time. And how the time gets by. I wish somebody would stop that clock for me. If you could do it any good, verses 5 and 6. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And then the 6th verse says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe, take note, that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We'll pick that up in our next study. But this is the Old Trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendarvis, bringing you God's message time after time here. And if you would, I'd like to hear from you. Write me and let me hear from you. Call me, tell me you're listening. And then the Old Trailblazer needs your prayers. I ask you to pray for me day and night. And then remember the Old Trailblazer's address, the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.